Jack leaned down and picked up the sharps. Ryan stepped to the ledge overlooking the mountainside and waved to Christy, Doc, and Mildred. Immediately, the three began to move up. Ryan squinted at a sudden movement about 30 yards behind Christy's position, nearly in rifle range.
Shit! I knew they wouldn't give up. Raider scum.
The companions had lost whatever edge mobility had given them in the long minutes they'd spent being pinned down by sniper fire. Ryan turned back. Jack had his .357 Magnum in hand as he waved Hoyle into place beside Burnson. Reluctantly, the bearded man sat.
Up to you now if you live or die. Me? I don't much care. Easier to chill you than watch you. Jack, if they try anything, chill them both. Then push them over the edge and let the vultures have them.
Okay.
I'm gonna take a look around and be back in a couple of minutes.
Simply outrunning the raiders was no longer an option. Ryan started up the grade at the back of the chimney rock. It was clear to him that the way had been trod by humans before. He figured their new guests could tell him a thing or two about it. Following a curve around a stone outcropping, Ryan stopped short as he noticed an entrance to a cave. He gazed down the long dark throat of the tunnel, unable to see how deep it went.
Incoming!
Fire blast!
Ryan turned and hurried down the steep path that had led him to the cave. The companions were spread across the crest of the chimney rock, seeking cover where they could find it. The armorer had taken up the Sharps' buffalo rifle. Black smoke wafted up from somewhere below the edge of the rock. Ryan threw himself down beside JB and brought the Steyr forward.
The raiders set up a mortar.
JB pulled the butt of the Sharps into his shoulder. The original peep sight had been replaced with a telescopic lens. JB fitted himself into the eyepiece.
We can't hold this position. I found a cave back there.
Any idea where it goes?
I was figuring on asking our company.
Ryan crept back to the prisoners, staying low, and stopped in front of Hoyle. Burnson kept his arms wrapped over his head and trembled piteously. Doc kept cautious watch with his Lama.
The cave. That's where you were headed.
Hoyle hesitated, his lower lip pinched tight against his teeth.
Talk! Either way it goes, we got no choice but that cave. If you hold back on me, I'll dangle you over the edge of this rock and drop you down to those raiders. If you get lucky, maybe you'll connect with a mortar round before you hit bottom.
We were going to the cave. There's a river down below. Runs underground for a time.
And why try to chill us?
We checked earlier. River was too high to try. We were waiting for it to go down. We got a raft down there.
Jack, Christy, you two take point. Double yellow. I didn't hear anything, but that doesn't mean it's clear. Doc, give me a hand with the prisoners. JB, Mildred, you've got our backs.
Ryan grabbed the shoulder of Hoyle's jacket and hoisted the man to his feet. Together, the group moved toward the cave. Before they reached it, another mortar round slammed against the chimney rock, nearly a dozen feet above their heads. A great tumble of split stone came slithering free, scattering across the rocky shelf under their feet, nearly knocking them to the ground.
Move!
Jack and Christy vanished into the gaping maw of the cave. Ryan hustled Hoyle inside. Ryan saw Mildred standing ready, the checked target weapon held securely in both her hands, but JB drew her into the crook of one arm and started her toward the cave.
Shit! They're closer than we thought!
As JB and Mildred raced into the cave, Ryan fired his Steyr across the top of the rocks the raiders were using for cover. Their pursuers ducked into hiding and remained there. JB unbuckled the Smith & Wesson M4000 scattergun from his back and tossed it to Ryan.
Close quarters like this, if those raiders try shoving into the cave, it'll be just like a grin going off in their faces.
Ryan raked his vision across the dark inner recesses of the cave until he spotted Hoyle. Doc was moving Burnson along at a fair clip.
Go!
The trail leading down into the cave was twisting and narrow, and the temperature started to drop rapidly. Ryan squinted in the dimness as he approached the subterranean river. The rock floor ahead split, with a raging torrent gushing from an underground schism. Water twisted and spilled over the rock ledges on either side of the river, making the way chancy. Ryan couldn't see Jack, Christy, Doc, or Burnson, but glancing over his shoulder, he saw Mildred and JB working their way after him.
Hoyle! How much farther to the raft?
20 yards, maybe. Hard to tell in this.
Gunfire flashed near the mouth of the cave. The six men standing in front of it were skylined by the sunlight beyond, broken shadows against the darker and deeper silhouettes of rock. JB cut loose with the Uzi, causing them to jump back. Ahead, Hoyle disappeared around a turn in the tunnel. Ryan pressed in close against the rock and followed. Around the corner, the path submerged and water swirled up to his knees. Jack, Doc, Brunson, and Christie clung to the wall as they inched along. Jagged fangs thrust down from the rooftop, closing the cave up. Scarcely 4 feet remained above the surface of the churning river. The black water spread across 30 or 40 feet of the cave opening, well out of the regular channel it had carved over decades. Ryan realized that the way the waves crashed against the walls and then swirled madly back in on themselves, the water was getting dramatically deeper. The shaft where the river continued was 8 or 10 feet across.
Dark night!
Has it gone down? Only a crazy fucker would try to go down that river in the shape it's in.
Where's the raft?
You can't be serious! We'd all die!
If we stay here, we're dead for sure. With a raft, maybe we got some kind of chance. That water's going somewhere, bastard quick. Now get the raft. Otherwise, I'd break both your knees with a rock and toss you in the river.
Hoyle shuddered before peering at the cave walls to get his bearings. He made his way carefully along the ledge to a spot where a triangle of rocky spikes jutted from the wall.
Over here! Hal needs some help!
He put his hands on either side of the area around the three rocks and started to pull. Ryan stepped forward and added his own muscle to the effort. A section of rock came out slowly.
Hiding place for emergency rations and our gear. We've used this river before.
You didn't come up it.
No, usually we use it to go down. Sometimes we can travel 2, maybe 3 days by river. A lot faster and easier than going over land.
The block of stone came out faster at the end, nearly tumbling Ryan off balance. Dropping the heavy weight into the water, he stepped back as Hoyle reached into the opening and dragged out an olive oval of thick plastic and vinyl.
Ryan!
Even as Ryan turned to look, bullets lanced into the whirling cauldron of water filling the basin. At least 2 men clung to the ledge above them, shooting blindly down into the water in an effort to take out their targets. JB triggered 2 3-round bursts at the men, but they'd moved back into the rock and made difficult targets. Ryan raised the SNW shotgun to his shoulder and squeezed the trigger. When Ryan looked back toward his companions, he saw Hoyle reach into the center of the oval and yank on something. As he withdrew his hand, the oval started to unfold on its own. The raft flopped and expanded. Its dimensions became clearer. It would be a tight fit, but Ryan thought they would all squeeze in. The way he figured it, if things got too tight, their prisoners were ballast. Ryan eyed the rising water level. There was precious little more than 3 feet beneath the cavern ceiling, where it plunged through the orifice leading out of the basin. From the looks of things, the water was going to fill all the space within minutes. Ryan took a length of rope from his pack and sliced off a 10-foot piece with the panga. Working quickly, Ryan tied one end of the section of rope to a loop on the raft. Checking the wall at his side, he found a notched rock and tied off the other end of the rope. He cut off another 10-foot length and passed it to Jack.
Jack, when we start loading people into that raft, we're not going to be able to hold it. This way we can keep it steady until we're prepared. Tie your side. We'll be able to cut it away.
Jack tied the rope onto the raft. In seconds, the raft was as stable as they could make it. The vinyl craft jumped on the water, now at least a couple inches higher, and pulled at the tethers.
Okay, one at a time, get on the raft.
The companions and their 2 captives loaded into the raft. Ryan pulled himself into the tangle and press of bodies, just as a small knot of raiders took up a line along the ledge leading down to the basin. A spark flared in the hands of one, then caught, became a miniature crimson star that flew off a spitting pink light to quickly fill the tidal cavern.
Flare!
The raiders brought their weapons to bear. Ryan ripped the panga from its sheath and grabbed the forward lip of the raft, hauling himself over Hoyle.
Jack, cut away!
In an eye blink, Jack had one of the leaf-shaped throwing knives in his hand, the keen edge sliding through the stabilizing rope at the side of the raft. Immediately, the craft jumped, like a fish hitting the end of a line after a long run. The raider's bullet speared into the water, getting closer. Ryan slashed his rope with the panga. Off balance aboard the writhing raft, there was no time to brace himself against the sudden lunge the raft took. Christie grabbed hold of his belt and added her weight to his.
Hold on!
The river took them, shoving them at the bottleneck.
Whoa!
Hang on!
Ryan grabbed one of the tie-downs and threw an arm across Christie's shoulders, pulling her close to him. There was nothing else any of them could do. Twisting suddenly, the raft plunged down the dark throat of the tunnel. The light of the flare and the malice of the raiders vanished from sight and mind. Abruptly, a light flared into life at the front of the raft as Jack swung the flashlight he freed from his gear downriver. giant shifted a little, rising but not getting too close to the low ceiling of rock as they raced on. The raft continued to bob and jump, following the irregular path of the tunnel. Jack held the flashlight, shifting it to illuminate the way.
How far before we slow down?
Don't know! I never got on the water when it was like this!
The tunnel took another twist, and the jagged ceiling got closer. The raft swung sideways slowly in the current, pulled faster still by the river. For a moment, it looked as if the river channel was widening and deepening. Then, the blank wall rose before them without warning. The water smashed up against it, cresting 6 or 7 feet to the broken stalactites above it.
Oh, shit!
Then, there was no more time. Ryan buried himself in the raft, drawing Christy down with him. The water wasn't filling the chamber. It was being drawn away completely underground. The raft smashed into the wall, knocking everyone into the water. Struggling against the current and the sagging raft, Ryan fought to hold on to Christy.
Let go! We'll drown!
She was right. There was no way to stay together in the deluge. He squeezed her hand, then released her. The undertow reached out and yanked him under. The chill of the river coiled around him, filling his senses with a rush of confusion. The icy current pulled him deeper still. The water picked up speed, shooting him through the airless dark. He covered his head with his arms, hoping that he didn't go up against the tunnel's side.
Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.